The baby had a fever, and the doctors at a clinic didn't tell the parents right away that his blood tested positive for a bacteria that can cause meningitis. By the next morning, he looked so bad that the parents took him back, and they were told to rush him to the hospital. Once there, the staff tried to save him while the parents watched. He later died. The parents' lawyer, Timothy Akin, told the sober justices that the parents now have post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Psychologists will tell you, and this case will prove, that there is nothing worse than holding your loved one as that person has a serious injury like this. Thinking to yourself, should I have done more about that phone call the night before? Thinking, why didn't they bring me in the night before? Why did I listen to them when they said, if the results are bad, we'll get a hold of you?
The Supreme Court said several years ago that someone who witnessed a loved one suffering in a car accident could collect emotional damages, but arguing for Aurora Medical Group, attorney Randall Arnold claims the law prohibits so-called bystander damages in malpractice cases. He said if the court allows them, it might get harder for families to participate in health care.
I think it's reasonable to speculate, at least, that adoption of this type of claim could result in hospitals curtailing the access of patients' family members to the patients.
So the Supreme Court will decide whether a person can collect damages for watching the trauma or sudden death of a loved one in a malpractice situation. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.